3 weeks into the invasion, the expeditionary force has scored many successes, but one of the biggest has so far eluded it.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
Establishing the presence of weapons of mass destruction was the underlying premise for this preemptive war of self-defense. In his State of the Union message last January, President Bush stated, as a fact, that Saddam Hussein has gone to elaborate lengths, spent enormous sums, taking great risks to build and keep weapons of mass destruction. In his March 17th statement, setting a 48-hour deadline, he stated, again as a fact, that Saddam Hussein still has chemical and biological weapons and is increasing his capabilities to make more. In planning the invasion, the military went to great lengths to try to find and identify caches of banned weapons as fast as possible. Mobile laboratories and teams of experts were deployed. Division commanders were sensitized to watch out for suspicious substances. There has not been great progress. The Marines have been digging up a schoolyard some 50 miles southeast of Baghdad on a tip from a war prisoner. Vials of white powder found near the town of Latafia turned out to be permitted explosives. The most promising discovery so far by a patrol of the 101st Airborne was 14 drums and barrels that initial tests indicated might contain banned nerve agents or possibly a pesticide. A more definite judgment after mobile laboratory tests is being awaited. If Saddam Hussein's forces do have chemical or biological weapons, it's surprising that they have not yet been used, assuming, that is, that Saddam can still get his orders obeyed. The bulky protective suits carried by the American military indicate that the American command had every expectation of having to face unconventional weapons. One can imagine that President Bush and his staff are sweating this one out. If the war ends without the discovery of any significant stockpile of banned weapons, there'll be some deep embarrassment. The government will have a lot of explaining to do about why it disrupted the United Nations inspection process and split the Western alliance to launch this destructive war. This is Daniel Shore.